Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, sirree. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Spring is a welcome time of year, but spring has its bad points, too. Spring fever for one, and wanderlust for another. And the wanderlust has Penny Gibbs' ex-fiancée, Johnny Keith, this bright April day, as he sits in his office looking dreamily out the window. At first, he doesn't hear the knock at the door.
Huh? Come in.
Morning, Johnny.
Well, Barry Carlton.
Mr. Carlton to you this morning, Johnny. Mr. Carlton, personal representative for Carver Manufacturing Company.
Are you kidding?
No, Johnny. You know I work for the Carver Company, don't you?
Well, yes, I know.
Oh,
that.
I get it. You're surprised to have me calling on you. Well, it's just one of those things I have to do, I suppose.
Well, I don't know why. A Carver salesman hasn't had to call on this office in 2 years. I've been buying more and more stuff from Carver every month or so.
I'm not really a salesman, Johnny. You know how it is when you're new in a place. They make you do a lot of things to, well, embarrass you.
This embarrass you? Does it?
Well, after all, Johnny, this is a little out of my line, don't you think? I don't mind working behind a desk, but going out and trying to sell paper to a small outfit like yours is just a penny ante chore.
Oh. It's beginning to sound as if it's a chore that's a little too big for you, Mr. Carlton.
Now, look here, Johnny. You don't want to take an attitude like that. You know who I am and what I am, and you know this job isn't really big enough for me. Especially this part of it, selling paper.
Well, Carver himself's a pretty big man in this town, and he's sold paper all his life.
Every man to his own taste, Johnny. But listen, let's not take this too seriously. I'm supposed to interest you in buying a new stock we've just come out with. They tell me it's 50% more durable than the stuff you've been buying.
50% better, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if you can sell me on it, I'll certainly...
Oh, now, Johnny, listen. This is just a joke, my wanting to sell anybody anything, much less to you, a friend. Don't make it any worse for me by making me try to push the sale.
Well, I don't know anything about the new paper, Mr. Carlton, and I'm satisfied with what I'm buying now.
Well, listen, Johnny...
If your office said you had to sell me, you'd better make the proper effort, sir.
Quit kidding, Johnny.
I'm not kidding. In fact, if you want to know the truth, a Wayne City paper company sent a salesman to me just yesterday who offered me the same quality paper I'm getting from Carver, only his paper was cheaper.
Now, wait, Johnny. You're just being nasty.
No, I'm thinking of being practical. The same quality paper for less money will save my company hundreds of dollars a year.
Well, you're going to make this as difficult as possible, aren't you?
Well, there's never anything easy about selling, especially against competition. It's a serious business, and it has to be taken seriously.
Sure it does. And if we were strangers to each other...
Oh, it's much harder to do business with a friend than it is with a stranger. Because with a friend, the salesman has a double obligation.
Now, listen, Johnny.
He not only has to satisfy his client as a customer, but he has to take precautions to see that the urgencies of doing business doesn't in any way mar the friendship.
That may all be very true, Johnny, but you know what this is. This is just something I have to do to get up the ladder at the Carver Company. In fact, you should help me by making this as easy as
you can. Oh, now, that's a very poor sales approach, sir. I don't buy paper from your company to do anyone a favor.
That's because you don't know anyone at the Carver Company but me.
I know the salesman for this territory. I've known him since we were in high school together. That's why he doesn't have to come to see me. He knows I'll order paper through him as often as I need it. Now, I could be interested in this new stock of yours, only I want to know something about it. Not just what is it besides 50% more durable.
I didn't know you hated me, Johnny.
Well, I don't.
You're treating me as if you do.
Well, now, what's the matter? Can't you take a ribbing?
I don't think this calls for a ribbing. I tried to be honest with you when I came in here. This thing was just wished on me, and I thought you'd help me make the best of it. But instead, you try to make a fool out of me.
Well, you came close to making a fool out of yourself, and you're coming closer every minute.
Oh, I am I? Well, now, listen. You gave me all that nonsense about not mixing business with friendship. Yet that's just what you're doing. I know what's behind the way you've acted since I came in here. You're angry. Angry because you think Penny Gibbs likes me.
Oh, I think she likes you, sure, up to a certain point, but...
She's a lot more interested in me than you think, Mr. Keith. And she's certainly changed her opinion of you.
Well, I hope so. Her opinion of me was pretty low at one time, and I don't blame her. Now, just what did you come here to sell me? Carver's new stock or a barrel full of nonsense about you and Penny Gibbs?
All right, Keith. Keep up the rib. I thought you were a good sport. I wouldn't have stooped so low as to come here in the first place.
What are you sore about, Carl?
I'm not sore about anything. I'm just disgusted. Disgusted with this job, disgusted with people, and especially disgusted with you. No wonder Penny's lost interest in you. You're nothing but a small-time, small-town Babbitt with an oversized opinion of yourself and an undersized sense of humor. So long.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Barry. You haven't understood.
I didn't understand in the beginning, but I do now. Why don't you grow up, Keith? Jealousy's for children.
Oh, you think I'm jealous of you, huh? Well, what have I got to be jealous about?
Plenty, and you know it.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Barry. The whole thing got all mixed up. I admit I was ribbing you at first, but I didn't intend to let the rib get away from me. I'm sorry if it went too far.
What's the matter, Keith? You think crawling will get you where making wisecracks won't?
I'm not crawling, Barry. I just don't want any misunderstanding. And if you're any kind of a man, you'll realize I didn't mean any harm.
I'm a kind of man, all right, Keith. The kind who doesn't have to take anything from your kind. Goodbye.
Oh, now, Barry, don't be... Nobody can say that I didn't try. No, not even Penny can say I didn't.
Johnny.
Well, I just had to come over and tell you about it, Penny. It was really funny.
Oh, it must have been, but you shouldn't have done it. Poor Barry.
Poor Barry. Poor Johnny. You should have heard the way he lorded it over me when he first came in. Why, if he hadn't been so high and mighty about it, I wouldn't have started
kidding
him.
But you don't understand, Barry. He didn't really mean to be superior about it. He's just never done anything like this before. He didn't know how to act, Johnny.
He certainly didn't. And he didn't know even after I told him. Imagine that guy coming to me and saying the call was really far beneath
him. That's just it. That's the answer right there. Barry has never worked in his life. You should take that into account.
I know that, Penny. That's why I went to the trouble of telling him he should just try to sell me and never mind who he was or who I was.
But he can't forget who he is. He can't help feeling superior because in many ways he is. As a matter of fact, I think he showed a lot of courage coming to you and trying to sell you that paper.
Courage? Why did that take courage?
Look, you're used to working for a living, and all your friends know that you've had to work for a living. But Barry still thinks there's something degrading about a job. Probably hurt his pride to come to you. Probably hurt his pride to let you see him trying to do his job.
The guy's ashamed because he works? He must be nuts.
He's not nuts. He's just weak and spoiled, terribly spoiled. I admire the way he stuck to his job. I hope that the fact that you teased him doesn't make him want to give it up.
Why do you care whether or not he works?
I care because...
Well, because of what?
Well, you've asked a very good question. And the answer is I don't. I really don't care.
Well, then why were you defending him a minute ago?
Because you're much smarter than he is, and I don't like to see you take advantage of someone who can't fight back. I guess I just felt sorry for Barry, that's all.
Well, to hear him talk, you'd think you were falling in love with him.
Falling in love with him? Oh, Johnny...
Well, is that a big laugh?
No, it isn't a big laugh. Barry is 31. He still isn't grown up. I guess he never will be. Oh, I might have known if I'd been nice to him, he'd think I was in love with him. Do you know that that happened with a boy in the seventh grade once?
Mm-hmm.
I let him carry home my books one afternoon. He thought he'd have to marry me.
Oh, did he marry?
No, nobody. He's still a bachelor and lives at the men's club, so he can stay as far away from women as possible.
I bet every time he sees a school book, he shudders.
Oh, you think it'd be so awful if he had married me?
Well, not too bad for him, but a little rough on the rest of us. For instance, what hope would I have if you were already a wife and a
Johnny,
mother?
Johnny, Keith, we're not starting that again, are we?
Well, a moment ago I thought so, but I don't think so now. I won't even say we'll talk about it some other time because I've given up on that, too. The next move is yours, Penny. The next move is yours.
Come in.
Trying to sleep or just resting,
Penny? Oh, Peg, come on in. I'm just resting. Say, did the doorbell ring a few minutes ago, or was I hearing things?
You were hearing the doorbell ring. It was the mailman.
Oh, bills, I suppose.
No, no, just a letter for me. Special delivery.
Oh, not bad news, I hope.
Well, I guess it should be, and it is in a way, but only in a small way. It's for my mother, about Jim.
You've heard from your husband?
No, no, just heard about him. I'm no longer Mrs. James Martin Penny. I'm just plain Mrs. Peg Martin now. Mrs. Peg Martin, widow.
Oh, Peg.
No tears, Penny. You don't see any from me. They just won't come, and I don't think they will either. He didn't suffer. It was an automobile accident out on the coast. Instantaneous, they told me.
Oh, I know, but Peg, he was your husband.
Almost 5 years ago he was my husband, Penny. It's been that long since I've seen him or heard from him.
He meant something to you, though. You know that.
Yes, he meant something to me, all right. A millstone around my neck. An ache in my heart, a fear in my mind that he'd turn up someday to ruin my daughter's life just as he ruined mine. That's what he meant to me as long as I thought he was alive. Now that he's dead, I'm free, Penny. For the first time since I married him, I'm free and I'm not afraid. Maybe I can have a future now. Maybe something good can happen to me now. Now maybe my little daughter will be safe and I can be her mother again and someday find a father for her that won't break my heart and hers, too.
Oh, Peg.
Oh, Penny, Penny, I'm glad he's dead.
Oh, Peg, darling. Oh, why are men sometimes so worthless? And why do we love them so?
How will the death of Peg Martin's husband affect Peg Martin's future and place in the Gibbs household? And what will a clash between Johnny Keith and Barry Carlton do to Penny's life? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. K-C-B means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious juicy steak or roast. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony. It's Kroger for better values in famous food. Yes, the wonderful food you see advertised in Life magazine are featured in your neighborhood Kroger store. Shop at Kroger for better values.